Hello everyone. Welcome back. I just want to talk today about kids. Having 7 kids of my own, having different personalities, having the way they think, they see things so differently. Sometimes I look at how I was at that time, being a teenager. And the only thing that I found for me as a teenager, growing up around other children, is how cruel children can be. Bullies still exist at that time. They used to call me ugly. And I used to wonder, why would they say that? Why would they call me such horrible names? What would be the purpose? And as much as I've thought about it, I realize that they only copy what they see. Because that's what they learned. They learned to talk the way they do because of the parents. And that's kind of our responsibility as parents. Because we've done that to our children. Even being racist. Also, because our children look up to us as the first person they love, their mother, their father. To them, they are the most biggest thing in their world. The only difference, maybe in your time, in my time, is that we didn't have social media. And the world wasn't the way it is now. And now it has become even bigger with bullying, racism, anger, hatred, frustration. And we wonder, why are they like that? Where did I go wrong? Sometimes it might not be you. It might not be a sure thing as society and other children. As parents, I think we all try to do the best that we can. And sometimes the best is not enough. But the most important thing is that you can't give up on your children. No one and nothing is more important than your children. You had them for a reason and a purpose. You became their teachers, aside from being their parents. It is your job to get to know them. It is your job to get to know who and what they are. It is your job not to see them as your children, but to see them as a person. Because when you do, you get to see their real self. You see, as parents, if we see our children and they've done something that they weren't supposed to, our heart takes over. And once our heart takes over, then what happens is that we don't see what they've done, because we see them with emotions. But if you see them as people, as a person, then you get to see them for who at that moment and what they are and why, and the things, what they did and why they did it. And you can help correct it. No parent wants to see their children doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, or thinking that they are capable of doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. Because those things will hurt and destroy us as parents. I get it. But we really have to be real and see them for who and what they are. Because that is the only way you can help them. Is there a guarantee? No. There's never a guarantee. But your job as a parent is to continue to try. Is it easy? No. No one says raising children are easy. Some might be very fortunate that their children are okay. But there's always something, no matter how okay they are, there's always something that is missing. Can our children be perfect? Absolutely not. And who wants them to be perfect? Perfect means that they go through nothing. They feel nothing. They see nothing. Nah. We don't want them to be perfect. We just want them to do the right things and always be aware of the consequences. There are children that do things and not aware of the consequences. There are children that don't care about the consequences. There are children that are so angry within themselves that they don't care. And there are children that have mental problems. And they don't care. That's why it is. It is our job as parents to get to know our children. To know that if they have a mental problem, to get them help and support them. To know if they're angry, to help them get their anger out. We are here to help them, to understand them. And while you're doing your job, maybe somewhere along the line, you can also find yourself and learn more about you. Children come to Earth for two reasons: to follow their journey and to teach us lessons. And if we are so wrapped up in this world, or wrapped up what we consider to be important, then we lose those messages along the way. The same way you lose your children along the way. I tell my students, before you get to bring a child on this earth, first get to know who and what you are. Because you're going to need that to help your own child. Some of us may say, I know who I am. I got no problems. No one can tell me anything. Yeah, okay. Then I say to you, then you will learn the biggest lesson. Or perhaps you won't, which is the worst of it all. You know, one of the things that I dislike about parents. I remember raising my children. And I remember when they went to kindergarten. And parents were gathered there waiting for their children to come out. And they would share with each other how much their child knows. And they were so proud of that. And that child that knew everything, the teacher would tell this parent, they're being eruptive, they're not listening, and they don't respect. And the parent would get annoyed. Because the parent felt that, well, that's a child. That's what a child does. As long as the child knows the things they have to know, you know, their children, they can't stay still, they can't do this, they can't do that. They will make excuses for their child to be the way they are in their behavior. Not acceptable. I remember one day I was there waiting for my child to come out, and the lady started a conversation with me, and she was telling me how much her child knew before her child went to kindergarten. And she asked me, what about yours? I said, my child doesn't know anything. And she looked at me and she says, what? She doesn't know her colors, she doesn't know her letters. I said, no, she doesn't know anything. And she looked at me with a just behave kind of attitude, like, what? And she asked me, why? And I looked at her and I said, children get to be children for 4 years. And it's important for children to be children. Don't you think it's kind of bad enough that you have to teach your children that if someone touches you here or there, that you must tell someone, that you don't allow someone to touch you there? Don't you think that that is sufficient? Don't you think that that's important? Then learning your 1, 2, 3s, your alphabet, knowing how to write your name. I said, that's one of the reasons that I send my kids to school. So they're able to learn. But why? While they're able to learn, I want them to enjoy it. And I want them to feel the stress and the annoyance. Because now they enter the world. She looked at me and she didn't say a word. And every time I went to pick up my child, she wouldn't even look my way. And you know, I didn't care. It didn't bother me. Because I believe that children should be children. I like, and I loved enjoying talking to them. Say, no, you're so cute, you're so cute. I like that kind of behavior in me. I didn't treat them as they were an adult. I didn't treat them as they had to make choices. Why? we are adults, and sometimes we know as an adult, it's not fun. Even making choices is not fun. Why would I want that on my child at this point, his or her life? I didn't want it. So I let them be children. I let them be silly and funny. Because I got to be silly and funny with them. And I loved and I enjoy that part of my, with my children. And I looked forward to that. They got to learn the ABCs. They got to learn how to write. They got to learn how to do everything that everyone was doing before they went to school. But they got excited. They weren't bored. They enjoyed it. I taught them how to behave, how to be respectable, how to say thank you, how to listen. Because without these things, they wouldn't be able to learn. I didn't want them to be bored. And they weren't. But then high school starts, and all of a sudden, that kid that you raise starts changing. Starts learning more about the world. Do you sit down and after they get a little bit older, do you prepare them for what's out there? Yes, absolutely. Does it mean that they're not going to dip and dabble, try here and there? Of course not. They have to go through their own journey. Are you going to like what they go through? Absolutely not. But you can't give up. You got to be on top of them. Have I heard my children say, I hate you, I can't stand you, I don't wish I wasn't living here, I wish I had a different kind of parent? Absolutely. You know what I used to tell them? I said, it's okay. You don't have to like me, just like I don't have to like you. And when you feel that you hate me, that's okay, because I feel the same way towards you at times. I didn't let them think that those words affected me, which they didn't anyhow. I knew they needed an outlet, and I was the outlet. I was the monster, and it was okay. And I accepted that responsibility. But I didn't give up. And then eventually, they grow out of it. And when they grow out of it, they just feel fresh and new. It's like a new light hit them. While you are so exhausted and so tired within the tribulations that you went with them. See, we can't, as parents, be weak in certain things. We need to be strong, not tough, but strong. It's not easy being a parent. Sometimes you don't go through those kind of tribulations when they're growing up, and you're so thankful for that. But then later on in life, they'll go through tribulations. And that's even harder, because now they're grown. And the lessons that you try to give them, they might not hear you, take it. And that when that big battle of war starts. Because as long as they were growing up, you had an opportunity, you had a chance, you had a choice to help them, to correct them. As an adult, sometimes it becomes harder for a lot. I always say I always prefer the battle now, so I know the battle later on in years to come won't be as bad at all. It's like we choose and pick our battles. I'd rather have my battles with them from the moment they become teenagers until they become an adult. Then again, let me correct that. What is an adult? Society says 18, 21. I don't agree, because to me they're still children. I tell my children that I will let you know when you're an adult. But don't think because you're 18, 21 you are. Because you're still in the process of learning and growing. And of course you're going to make mistakes. They have to make mistakes, or they won't learn from their mistakes. But you still got to be there. So when they get older, you find that you don't have to be there as much as you did when they were younger. Raising kids are not easy. They have their own mind, their own personality, the way they think, the way they see things, the way they do things. But just like us, we all were there once. Is that sometimes parents forget how it was? You know, I always told my children, you have three choices, and it's up to you what choice works better for you. Talking to you. If talking to you doesn't work, grounded. Grounded means that I'll take everything that you enjoy doing. And if that doesn't work, then the last thing is that I would whip you up. Whip you means whip. So I always tell them they have three choices in how you wanted to learn your lessons. Sometimes they listen. Sometimes they did hear. Sometimes punishment. And sometimes whipping them. Now, abusiveness? Nah. I don't believe, and I don't accept abuse. I don't accept somebody beating up their children to death or having black and blues. I don't agree to that at all. But sometimes they have to learn consequences. Because if they don't learn consequences, they're not going to become anything or know their limitations. But when you abuse a child to that extreme, that is awful. To leave back in blues and to have a child bleed and no, unacceptable. Oh my goodness, it's unacceptable. To the point that you kill them. No. At all. That is, it's not a sickness, but it's evil to me. Evil. Limits are there for a reason. Yes, I will whip my kids, but to a limit. Just to wake them up. I would punish them. Yes. But just to wake them up enough. I would talk to them. Yes. Just enough to wake them up. But do I believe in a child being hit every day or every other day? Absolutely not. Oh my goodness, that is like horror for me. I'm with my kids maybe every 6 months, 8 months. But every day, oh my God. For those children that go through that, then you wonder why they grow up the way they do. Why they have so much hatred. So much hurt. That they want to go and hurt other people and destroy other people and kill other people. Because that's what you're creating. That's not right. When I see a picture of a child being that has been killed because of abuse or in the hospital, critical, my first reaction is like, just give me a minute in a room. But I know that's not the answer, because that's inflicting more pain on top of the pain that that person has. But that's not an excuse. Because I believe if you knew the pain that you were inflicting in that child, that you felt, why would you inflict it? If you know how much it hurt. So to me, that's not an excuse. We all grow up knowing what's right and what's wrong. And that, my friend, is not at all acceptable. And if we happen to realize that that's what you do, and you're doing it, then stop and go get help. Don't you dare inflict that pain into a child. That child didn't do anything to you. Go and attack those that did. Stand up to them and let them know what they did. But don't you dare inflict that kind of pain in a child. Society says, spank your children. And because society says it's okay, you can do it. Society tells a lot of the parents what they could and cannot do. And because we think society knows it all, you listen. There are women that have mother instinct, and there are mothers that don't. There are father that has father instincts, and there's fathers that don't. That is the way it is. Not everyone is made to be a father or a mother. But children need love and attention, compassion. They need for someone to hear them, to help them, to be there, to support them. It's not about buying them things and saying, here, I'll buy you a pair of sneakers, I love you. It's not about, here, I'm gonna give you $25 because I love you. That's not what it's about. It's about knowing that that child knows that you'll always be there. The good times and bad times. That's what it's about. and giving that strength and courage and compassion and showing them respect. But sometimes parents are in their own misery, in their own pain, that they can't do that. Or parents are too involved in the man they're with or with the woman they're with. They have other children and they can't see the children they have because they never saw the children that they had in the first place. How can he helped the second group of children when he couldn't help the first group of children? So the cycle continues. Society teaches you that you're important, you matter. And you do. You are important, you matter. But not the way society sees it. You're important, you matter. But that doesn't mean you turn your back on your children, neither. Society tells you how to dress, how to look good, how to look sexy, how to get a man, how to get a woman. But I don't see society teaching you how to be a mother, how to be a father. And you got to think about that. You really do. Just like society doesn't teach our children how to be good children. Those are the things you need to sit back and think about. Your job is your children. Does that mean that I don't have time for myself, that I can't do what I want to do for myself? No, absolutely not. You have every right to want to do something for yourself and be happy with your life and be happy with what you're doing. Absolutely. You have every right. But there's always, always a way. Like limitations. We have limitations. We have everything within our lives. We can do our things. We can see our things. We can flow our things. Allow to see it. Allow to feel it. Allow to go with it. Allow it. But know your limitations. Know that you can do what you want to do. Enjoy your life. Fulfill your life. But your first job is your children. If I have a plate of food and that's the only plate of food I have, who am I going to give it to? To my child. If my child is cold and I'm warm, I have to take that cover and give it to my child. That's my job. Because I love my child. Because I'm responsible. Because as a mother, I have compassion. I have understanding. I have all this with me. And that's my job. But no one understands. No one can see that. Because you're too close up in society. You're too close up in the world. You're too close up in doing what you have to do for everybody else. Because you think everybody else is more important than your child. Because society says, they're going to grow up and they're going to leave you. And what about you? You're going to be by yourself? No. I'm not telling you that neither. At all. I'm not telling you that at all. What I'm telling you is that you need to know when and when not to. No different than knowing when to pick your battles. No one says that you have to be alone when your kids grow up. No one says that you can't have someone you love and care for on your side. No one is saying that. But know your priority. Know what's first, because these children that we are raising are the future. And their children will be the future. We look at this world and look at all the corruptions that are happening with adults, and now look at our children. Our children are going out and killing other children. Like, what is this? What is going on? We have lost ourselves in a system that we have allowed that system to tell us, like robots, what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and what we don't see in between, because our children are lost. I always tell my students that if you're not ready to be a parent, don't have children. And if you feel you're not meant to be a parent, that's even greater, because at least you know ahead of time what you're not ready for, and you know you're not willing to accept it. But the moment you bring a child into this earth, you have a responsibility to that child. So can your life be the way it was? Not quite. Not quite. It will never be the same. But it doesn't mean that you still can't work. It doesn't mean that if you're a singer, you can't sing or be an actress. Whatever. Play piano, play music, whatever. You can still continue doing what you need to do for yourself, for your own journey, because your journey does exist and it still continues. Absolutely. No one's saying that it stops. But it just doesn't become about you anymore. It becomes about another human being. Another human being that depends on you to be there to teach them. There are parents that say, I don't want to raise my children the way that I was raised. I get it. That's great. That's fine. But it doesn't mean that there's certain things that your parents taught you was all that wrong neither. Because somewhere, somehow, it kind of helped you to be prepared. But when you inflict pain and hurt on your children because you're cruel and you're mean and you're selfish and you just care about you, that is unacceptable. It is enough that these children are going to go out there and feel those things in that world. Why would you inflict that on them? Because when they come from that world outside and they come home, they're going to need you to heal their wound, to help them to understand, to have compassion towards them. They're going to need someone to hear them. That's what you're there for. And you drop everything and anything for that moment and that time. That is your responsibility. We're not perfect as parents, and we're not going to be perfect as parents. But it is our job to do the best that we can with what we got. And if we're not sure, then ask. Find someone that you can trust that has a better understanding than you. And ask. But don't sit there sucking your thumb and say, I'm tired. I don't have time for this. This is too much for me. Like, really? Are you really serious? It's too much for you? It's funny how it is too much for you, but then you keep having more children. Or you decide to stay with that one. And that one that you decide to stay with, you can't control, you can't do. I have met women that just have one child, and they can't do nothing. all of a sudden they can't clean, they can't wash, they can't do nothing because the child doesn't allow them to. A baby doesn't allow them to. Are you serious? Making excuses. No. Women are strong. Women are courageous. Women were built. Or you wouldn't be able to carry a child for 9 months because there's no way a man can do it. No way. You did it. And you dealt with the pain and the agony of bringing this child into the world. So you were already being prepared with those pain and agony by giving birth to this child, by going through labor. Life has a funny way of telling you, hey, it's not going to be easy. And neither is your birth. Hello, wake up. So it's like, really? Really, 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 really? Come on, guys. Wake up. A child is not a toy that you can play with a little doll. And when you're bored, throw it away. And that's it. No. A child is a lot of responsibility. And you have to be on top of that child. You're their teacher. Before you're their parent, you're their teacher. That's what you're here. You're here to teach them. And teach them the best of your abilities. No one says you can't go to the gym. No one says you can't go out and enjoy yourself. No one says that. But just know your responsibility first. Know where it stands, where it goes, where it belongs. Stop thinking that looking sexy, looking beautiful, having surgery, making a life with a man out there, that's your answer and that's your purpose and that's your journey. It isn't. You're more than that. Look, so you'll find out what is more than that for me. You can go out there every day and it doesn't guarantee you that you're going to end up in a relationship. Do I believe what's meant to happen will happen? Absolutely, I believe in that. And sometimes when you go out there looking for it and you find it, it's not nothing what you thought it was, because you end up more miserable than you already are. Life is life. It's hard and it's cruel and it's sad and it crumbles and it makes things difficult and it does all these things and it cruels and it lies and it sheds and it does all that. No one says it's easy. And whoever said that lied to you. Just being an adult is not easy. Making choices as an adult is not easy. Finding your journey, finding where you belong is not easy. It's just not. It is what it is. And who tells you that it was? No one says that you can't find out who and what you are. No one says that. No one says that you can't be capable, you're not capable of doing what you need to do. You can do it. Fulfill your journey. Fulfill what you need to fulfill within yourself. Do what you got to do. No one's saying that you can't. But just know your priority. That's it. Nothing is being taken away from you as a human being, as a person, as a mother, as a father. It's not being, nothing is taken away from you. But you got to know. And of course, I mean, that's without saying. If you're not happy, your child is not happy. If you're not succeeding within yourself, then your child cannot succeed within themselves. We have to be everything. We are the police, we are doctors, we are nurses, we are psychiatrists, we are therapists, we are counsel, we are judges. We are everything, 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 everything. And that's why we are here to be their teacher, to do these things. to teach them, to help them, to learn, so they'll be able to be better parents in their lives, to be better human beings, so they'll know who and what they are. Look, I repeat again, nothing is perfect, and nothing is going to be perfect. But we have to do our best as parents, whether together as a father and a mother together or as single parents. We have to do our best. And let me tell you something, I get it. Believe me, I get it. I have 7 children. I get it. And if I said that it was easy, I'd be lying. But it was worth it. It was all worth it. Because children are great to a certain age. And when they turn teenagers, it's like somebody gave them the green or red pill. And they just like, psh, and you say, who is this child? Where did this child come from? Did he come from me? But it is what it is. And some children are born from the negative side. And that's a true fact. You can tell from the moment they're small and they walk and they talk that they're not from the positive. But that's where you also have an opportunity to correct them and help them. That's why it's important to connect with your child, to get to know your child. That is so important, to get to know who they are. So stop being blinded by the society and the world out there. And it's not the world. I have to correct myself all the time, because the world is the world. It's the people that live in the world that you have to watch out for. Who your friends, who your children hang out with. You gotta know their friends. It's important to get to know their friends. And at times it's important to get to know their parents. Because then you know what you're dealing with. But I'm telling you, the reward at the end is, it's something that cannot be placed with anything. But like I said, I believe that if we honestly put our whole heart in it, that you have a better chance of your child doing what they need to do. And you're helping them to follow their journey, their purpose in life also. Parents know more today than what they did years ago. And then again, there might have been parents that already knew. But our parents wasn't connected to them. Sometimes parents don't know how to handle issues, problems. Sometimes they don't like confrontation. Sometimes they get scared. And I get it. I really do. But we gotta come out of our own shelf and help our children. And if these things are difficult and hard for you, then you need to get help, so you can start learning how to let those things that bother you, that keeps you feeling insecure and not confident enough, you need to open those doors. Because once you're free, then you're able to help your children. society is not going to get any better. And if you think it is, you're lying to yourself. Completely lying to yourself. For society is going to get worse than what it is today. And if your children are not prepared to be strong and courageous, we're going to lose our children. Because I believe that every child is our child. And as parents, we are here to support each other as parents and help each other as parents. It takes a crowd to raise a child. But make sure that that crowd that you know that want the best for your child, that is a positive crowd, not a negative. We all need help raising our children. And it's okay to say it, to admit it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like my child comes up to me and say, "Ma, she's like my second mother to me. And I get to know this woman. This woman is wonderful. I'm blessed that my child consider her to be her second mother or his second mother. I'm so blessed. Because there's someone that cares. They don't have to love them as much as I do, because that would be impossible. But just the fact that they love them the way they do and care for them, I'm honored to bring that second mother into my life, into my world. There's nothing wrong with that. But you get jealous when you hear your child saying, "Oh, she's like my second mother." "What do you mean she's like your second mother? I'm your mother. I raised you. Da, da, da." Like, really? Honestly? It's like having aunts and you have a favorite aunt. And everybody's jealous because you have a favorite aunt. And they're jealous because it's not, the aunt feels, "Oh, you don't love me like that. Oh, she's my favorite." And what's wrong with that? We get so petty, so petty. When I know that I have a friend or a student that my child would love to talk to, hey man, the first one to open that door is me. Because I'm grateful to have that person in my life. There's nothing wrong with that, man. There really isn't. The problem is the parent. That's the person that has difficulties to accept and be jealous. Like, I just don't get none of those things. It's like come certain things of you guys, I don't understand how you see things. Your mentality is pitiful. Your knowledge is pitiful. And how you see things. Get to know who and what you are so you'll be able to help your child better. Because all that anger and that frustration and that hate, just like being racist, carries on to your next child. And why would you want that? Why? I don't get it. You know, intelligence to me, it's common sense. Intelligent to me doesn't mean nothing. It does nothing to me. Common sense, it's what does. It's reasonable. Being intelligent doesn't set a goal doesn't make me look up to you. I don't care who you are. If you have no common sense, to me, you got nothing. And everybody wants to be so intelligent, and yet they're so dumb. Because things are simple. Life is simple. But we make it difficult. Because we think that we need to be intelligent to make life better, and you don't. If a child cries, you hold that child. Common sense. You don't need to be intelligent to know that. If a child says, I love you, common sense says to repeat, I love you. You don't need a degree or intelligence to understand these things, for God's sake. What is it? What is it about that world out there that takes your power, your brain, and turn it into garbage? Because you think that world out there knows it all. Society, the government, religion. What happened to your brain? What happened to your conscience, your thoughts of thinking? What happened to common sense? Goodness, it doesn't take much to see it. Raising children is not easy, but you make it harder than what it is. And you do that. You do that. Because you choose to follow the rules and regulation of that society. And you choose to stay with your eyes closed and your ears plugged in because you're not willing to learn and to grow and to know better. That's what you choose to do. Stay there. We'll continue staying there and continue listening to that world out there and these people that says your child doesn't matter, you matter. Think about you. And I said before, there's nothing wrong with thinking about you because you need to get your act together before you can help your child. But get it together. Get it right. Stop trying to be too intelligent. And allow yourself to just have common sense. Common sense, that's all it takes. What is it? What is it about all these humans here that just doesn't get that? When do you open your eyes? When do you see things for what they are? Stop living in a world of fantasy, of illusion, and live in a world of reality. And does reality stinks? Does reality hurts? Yes, it does. That's what it's called, reality. So wake up and see it for what it is, not for what society tells you it is. You might say, wow, she's upset. Yes, I am. Because I just don't understand. And as much as I try to understand, I just don't. Whatever happened to the logic, to your wisdom, to the common sense that was given to you all? What happened to it? Where has it gone? And yes, I get upset. Because no one is willing to wake up. No one is willing to wake up. Everyone wants to sleep.